are you ready to face some ice-cold winter nights and early mornings looking at the stars? Winter brings some perfect conditions for stargazing here in Australia, and this June brings a lot of interesting space events. We are now joined by Dr. Martin Bell, an astrophysicist at the University of Technology, Sydney, to tell us more about what we're going to be seeing if we're lucky enough to be doing some stargazing this June. Good morning.
Hi, how are you going?
Very, very good. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, no worries.
Now, why is winter such a good time for stargazing?
Well, obviously we get a lot more sort of nighttime viewing opportunities. With regards to comets, which we're going to be talking a bit about today, the comets obviously like to come in a trajectory, you know, very close to the sun. So they're very good at viewing, you know, at sunset and sunrise. Which makes them pretty good. I can view them at other times as well. But yeah, it's just having that extra few hours really to snag yourself a comet.
Yeah, and if you're brave enough to deal with the winter cold, which, come
That's
on,
right.
We just need a blanket or a jumper, we
That's
can see
right.
something really cool. Something particularly cool is happening on June the 19th, which is only 2 days away, which is a crescent moon, a crescent Venus, and a bright red Mars, Saturn, and Jupiter, all visible. Can you tell us about it? Is it common to see so many planets at once?
It does happen. We get some really good sort of viewings every sort of 6 months. Obviously, this configuration's like a little bit rarer. But just a great time to see these planets, which are viewable with the naked eye, in one push. Obviously, Venus, the Venus and Mercury are sort of challenging objects because they orbit very close to the sun, which means that they're sort of your sunrise and sunset planets. So you have to grab them at the right times, as opposed to Jupiter and Saturn, which, you can view sort of any sort of time of night most of the time.
And what should we be looking out for this June? You mentioned that you're going to be telling us all about comets.
That's right. So we had a really, really cool event happened recently. So obviously there's some comets, like if you know what a comet is, it's a very old icy kind of snowball of gas and ice that comes in around our sun, and they live on these very long elliptical orbits. So some of them come in and we never see them again. Others come back every sort of couple of years, and others sort of 10, 20, 30 years. A new one was discovered by an Australian astronomer in early May, and was viewable with the naked eye from Australia. It's now since sort of moved very close to the sun and has sort of been spat back out and is fading. So when they get close to the sun, they can often disintegrate, just because the sun heats up the comet, and the trail, the little gassy trail you see behind it, is the debris and melting of that sort of icy block. And the direction of the tail points away from the sun. It always points away from the sun, the solar wind. So this comet was called Swan, or C2020F8.
Sounds like a race car.
Yeah, they've got all these funky names. Has now dimmed, so it's probably quite hard to see this one. But then we've got a selection of comets coming up in June and July, which would be really, really good to see. So one of my recommendations would be 2P ENECK, which I can never pronounce, ENCKE. It's about eighth magnitude at the minute. So it's going to appear in the evening skies in July 2020. So probably just later this month, early next month. So that one should be really pretty, hopefully. So binoculars would be good, or basic telescopes. But hopefully that would be a naked eye comet.
Wow, that sounds really cool. And sorry, the comet that you mentioned just then, when will we be seeing that? In late July?
So that's just come through. So it's just fading now. So we've just missed that one. I was sort of looking that one up this morning because it was just a really cool story about how it's discovered, and it was definitely viewable, and a lot of my colleagues sort of jumping out in the garden to go and have a look at that. But it requires a telescope of around 8 inches now, and it's very quite far north. So you can still grab that one, but it's going to be more difficult as the days push on.
And that one with the crescent moon, Venus, Mars, Saturn, and Jupiter, can you see that one with the naked eye?
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. Awesome. So all of those planets, are naked eye. And actually Venus is one of the brightest objects. I shouldn't say stars. People often mistake it for a star, but it's when you look at the night sky in the evening and the stars are just coming out, Venus will be often one of the first and brightest objects that you'll see. So it's very bright, but Jupiter and Saturn are a little bit dimmer.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to it. Thank you so much for joining us and telling us all about it.
No problem. Thanks very much.